The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. WildRice.com.
Brad Staggs. The House and the Senate agreed to that the tax bill was had enough in it that they were going to agree to. Those other details we'll get to.
We have to read it to find out what's in it.
But
we have to pass it to find out what's in it.
Look, it's going to be really good. And the details are that it's going to look like you're paying less money, but really you're not. Mm-hmm. And for the finer points and some of the percentages, here's Brad Staggs.
Mm-hmm. 13%, 2%, 3%, 5%, and 39%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That clears it all up. Actually, there was somebody here yesterday in the building who owns a business and said that the tax bill was going to save him about 15%. And so he was happy because he said that he had been somehow the last tax rate he paid like jacked him up 50%. And so he was happy. He wasn't thrilled, but he was... Wow. He was happy that he was going to save at least
15%. It sounded like they weren't going to drop it that much.
That's what he said. So I figured he makes a lot of money. So I figured he had his finger on the pulse of it. The rest of us, eh.
Right.
Good luck in the industry.
Right. Good luck. God bless.
Yeah.
They'll tell you that's right. Really good.
The real question is, how are they going to pay for it? How are they going to pay for these tax cuts?
That's going to be a different bill.
Right.
You know, that's the whole point of getting this bill passed and getting it through so they all look good. Go home for Christmas. Everything's fine. No problem. Come back and then do what's called the spending bill.
It so irritates me every time they say, how are we going to pay for these tax cuts? How about you don't spend as much money you...
I'm sorry, what?
I can't say that on the radio.
You mean, because some people, what some people do, and this is just a crazy thought, but some people, whatever income they have coming in, they don't exceed that amount going out. Now, a lot of people do that. I mean, that's what the credit card industry is based on.
Yes.
Right? I mean, the whole 50% of the country or more is in debt, like the country.
It's the American way.
Yes, plastic. It is the American way. You know, spend, pay you later.
What was it? I think it was a Saturday Night Live skit about 10 years ago. Bob Jones, author of If You Don't Make the Money, Don't Spend It. On page 93, I'll show you how if you can't afford that car, don't buy it.
Right.
It was a parody, but it's gone crazy. The government spends money they don't have.
And so do we.
Mm-hmm.
And so do we. Because we've given the opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've figured out a way that, man, you know what? That couch I'm sitting on, it really is getting kind of old and dirty. And
sore subject with me since the cat peed on mine.
Oh, we'll get to the cat. Don't you worry about that. I want to hear the cat story because I want to see if it's dead yet. But but people do. They say, you know what? That couch is a little dirty. And when you say, you know, back in the old days,
right?
When our grandparents were adults working, striving, trying to make a living, raising a family. Yep, that couch is looking a little rough, isn't it?
Yep.
You know what? I'll put a couple of bucks in the tea jar. And when we get to that, then we'll go down, we'll look at the Sears catalog, and maybe we'll go down to Bill's furniture store and buy a sofa.
Yeah, when we have the money to do it.
Right.
And then somehow.
Or if you're my parents, they covered it in plastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forever.
Well, and that kept it looking new, didn't it?
And you weren't allowed to sit on it. Don't sit on it. That's for company. You sit on the floor.
The parlor. Yeah, it's my grandmother had the parlor where we did everything was in plastic.
I know it's a couch that is meant to be sit on, but you don't sit on it.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and it made that sound when you sat down. Like,
that's how we had the same couch for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
So.
Right.
Never had to worry about it.
Antique
now. Always immaculate.
Antique now. Great shape. Unopened. Still in the box.
Yeah.
But now we say, you know, hey, we'll go to the store and they'll let us, you know, I'm almost okay with the 90-day same as cash thing.
That's a gateway drug.
Like that. Yeah, it is. But it's you're still paying for it.
You're encouraged to. You're supposed to build your credit, so you gotta, you know, buy things on your credit card, but you're supposed to pay it off.
Right. I mean, absolutely.
But the system is built against you, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
build your credit.
Right. And it is. And the system is even built against the people who pay off their credit cards.
True.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my, I remember when my folks, like my dad was, you know, I don't care what you get on that credit card. That thing gets paid off at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what you get. Use the card, but it gets paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And, We'll starve for a week, but we're going. You know, you don't let that thing fly over for interest. No. I'm not paying. We're not paying them for use of that, my money, and so you know he did that for a long, long time, and for years. And when he went to pay for a house that he bought in Florida at one point, they were giving him a hard time about all this. You know, your credit cards, your credits, you're paying them off. You don't have any of this loose credit, outstanding credit. I'll just pay cash. I'll tell you what. The mortgage company, he goes, you know what? I don't want to hear from you people anymore. I'll give him the cash. And we'll be done with it. Oh, no, no, no.
No,
oh, no,
no, don't
no.
do that.
You're fine.
When I bought my truck.
You're fine. Sorry, sir.
I bought my truck. Because I'd sold my house in Nashville. I had the money for the truck. They tried to get me. Will you buy it on credit? Because I'm like, no, I want to write you. They were trying to convince me not to write the check for the truck. I almost walked out. I was so pissed. It was like, I want to give you the money.
You might have got them. They might have had to pay less.
They had to talk me out of the tree. It was
why won't you let me give you money?
It was the weirdest thing.
Because they make more money with
right. Yeah. They have to have so many credit transactions per month to keep up their credit rating. It's like, I don't care. I want the truck. Here's the money. Let me go. Can I leave now?
But sir, but Mr. Staggs.
But I just want to give you the money.
I'll throw in a dead hooker and an extra pair. If you get me with a
Wait,
check.
What?
What do you think I am, running for office?
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.